Conversation 1. Hi, Mandy. How's everything going?
Not too good, I suppose.
What happened?
Well, you know, I moved out from Mrs. Henser's 9 months ago. And all along, I forgot to inform the registration office to get my address changed. Guess what? The library sent 3 reminder notices on the fines incurred on the overdue books, and Mrs. Henser kept the letters without returning them to the senders.
How did you find out?
Well, I went to the registration to get my transcript, but they said there are some outstanding fines that I have to settle before they can release it.
Then just pay the fine and you can get your transcript. What's the big problem?
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. But the fine came to $150, and that was a shock to me.
Ooh, that's a bit of a bite. Did you keep the book for long?
Guess what? I checked with the library, and they told me 3 books are still outstanding. They're from 8 months ago. I thought I'd returned them.
Are you sure you returned the books yourself, or did you get someone to do it?
Well, hard to recall now, since it was so long ago. At that time, I was holding 2 jobs and had to juggle with school. I really thought I had returned them.
Tell you what, why don't you go back to Mrs. Henser's and see if the books are still there? Otherwise, you'll have to pay for the lost books, and I'm sure they will cost more than $150.
I guess that's the only choice I'm left with right now.
Question 19. What problem does the woman have? Question 20. Why didn't the woman receive the 3 reminder notices? Question 21. Why can't the woman remember if she had returned the books? Question 22. How will the woman settle the problem?